actress Mila Jovovich, and I will be portraying Dr. Abigail Tyler in The Fourth Kind. This film is a dramatization of events that occurred October 1st and 9th of 2000 in the northern Alaskan town of Nome. To better explain the events of the story, the director has included actual archive footage throughout the film. This footage was acquired from Nome psychologist Dr. Abigail Tyler, who has personally documented over 65 hours of video and audio materials during the time of the incident. To better protect their privacy, we have changed the names and professions of many of the people involved. Every dramatized scene in this movie is supported by either archived audio, video, or as it was related by Dr. Tyler during extensive interviews with the director. In the end, what you believe is yours to decide. Please be advised that some of what you're about to see is extremely disturbing.
Just relax and I'll ask you questions and whatever you want to toss in there. You all right?
Okay.
I'm going to try and make this as painless as possible. Can you state your name for the camera?
Dr. Abigail Emily Tyler.
Okay, where would you like to begin?
I guess, after what happened with Will, my husband, I went to my friend who's also a psychologist, doctor, because I was having trouble dealing with how it happened and who did it.
You don't think you might need more time?
No. This is something I have to do. This I have to remember his face. I need it for myself to heal. I have to try. And I have to know that for my children that I did everything that I could
to remember.
You know, since that night, Ashley still can't see. And I don't think that she's going to get her sight back if she doesn't accept what happened.
Well, I think you both have the same problem, just different symptoms.
That it could help if I could just remember the face of that man so we could somehow track him down and set the record straight and find some closure.
Alright. Do you want it on video?
Yeah.
Counseling. Fellow psychologist is like, it's like talking to myself.
You always say that.
I do? Oh my God. All right. Let's just try to relax, make yourself comfortable. Listen to the sound of my voice as I count back. Ten.
Nine.
Eight. Seven. Six. Your eyes are getting heavier.
And heavier. Five. Four. They're almost closed.
Three. Two. And one.
Very good,
Abby. Very good.
Let's go back in time.
Back into the past.
The night of August 2nd of this year.
What was the weather like?
Warmer than usual. Even though it's raining outside.
Okay, good. Now, let's go back to when you were with Will. Just before the intruder entered your room.
Making love. It's nice. It's so nice. He's falling asleep.
Good. So what happens? What happened next?
I'm awake. I'm wide awake. And we're just lying here.
What woke you up? Natural to feel guilt as it is unnatural to feel that it's your fault. You know that.
Yeah, okay.
I think you might want to consider taking some time off. Real time, you know, because it just might help you find clarity with what happened.
I have to continue this study. I meant a lot to Will. And he would have wanted me to continue.
Now, why did I know you were going to say that?
He would have wanted me to try and finish it as soon as I could. It meant a lot to him.
Been at this point since Will had passed away?
2 months.
And you guys were already back to school, and the kids were already back to school?
I had to try and get some normality back into life. I didn't know what else to do.
Is no place you can drive into, or?
No, you have to fly around.
Okay.
You can't get there by road.
No, but Scott's waiting in your office, and you have a 1 and a 2 o'clock.
Oh, thank you.
So, how was it coming in?
It was a little bumpy.
Oh.
I think as beautiful as that sky is, it wouldn't be so rough.
Yeah, the stuff that really shakes us.
You saw them, I was it coming. I know, I know.
It's a good saying.
Not every week. Hi, Scott. Sorry I'm late.
Hi, Dr. Tyler.
Flew up to Anchorage this morning, so... a bit of a slow start. Please sit down and make yourself comfortable.
have you been sleeping?
It's worse. I wake up in the middle of the night almost every night and just lie there.
What time does this normally occur?
Around 2:30, 3 in the morning.
And there's nothing unusual waking you up?
No, nothing. It's just there's one thing. There's an owl at my window.
An owl. A white owl. It was just looking at me. How long was it there?
Hours. No matter what I did, it wouldn't fly away. It wasn't scared of me.
What was it doing?
Just staring at me.
Had you ever seen it before?
Yeah. Once when I was a kid.
That was the first time?
Uh-huh. I guess I've seen it a lot.
How much is a lot?
Every night this week.
Every night? You mean every time you go to bed?
I think it came inside.
Was your window open?
No.
I wonder how it got in.
I don't know, but I remember it looking down at me.
Over your bed?
Yeah, I think so. It's really hard to remember. It's almost like it didn't happen. Like, you know, in a dream. Like I just dreamt it.
Can you come see me tomorrow?
Sure, if you think I should, or if it's important.
Yeah, I do. I do think it's important, and it's nothing to be alarmed at all. But there have been some strange coincidences here, and I feel like I need to try something new.
What do you mean?
You're not the first patient I've had who's experienced something like this.
I'm so sorry for my baby, and I feel responsible. Conversion disorder is not a phenomenon that a lot of people understand, and we've had to make quite an adjustment.
When did Ashley go blind?
After what happened to Will. She just lost her sight.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Hey, baby.
Hi, Mommy.
How was rehearsal for the play? Hey, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Come on. Come on, cough it up. What happened?
Ralph called me a faker.
What? Faker?
He said that I could see before, and now he's just pretending.
What a jerk.
He said that I just wanted everybody to feel sorry for me, because of Daddy.
Dear Lord, thank you for everything we have. Please continue to bless our family, and please continue to help Ashley overcome her challenges and help all of us to heal. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, what time is the game tomorrow?
7.
And who are you playing again?
I already told you, Browerville.
I'm sorry, sweetie, I must have forgot.
Dad never forgot.
Yeah. Dad's not here anymore.
No. He's not. Can you accept it yet?
Okay, Ronnie. I'm trying to be sister, okay? We'll talk about it later.
What do you mean?
Nothing, Ronnie.
Our dad died.
All right, Ronnie. What is wrong? You go around
helping other people.
Stop it. Stop it.
But you can't even help yourself.
What the hell is that supposed to mean? Ronnie.
Mommy. What does he mean?
Blamed you for Will's death?
Yes, he did blame me. And he said that I couldn't help him or Ashley or anyone. And he was right.
Last time you had trouble sleeping?
Last night.
And did you see the owl?
Yes.
Good. And
did it look like?
Tommy?
I don't remember.
You don't remember what the owl looks like?
No.
No, I don't see it.
I don't see the owl now.
Not there anymore.
Did it fly away?
Something outside my door. It's gonna open. The door's opening. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
What's wrong?
Oh Jesus.
Tommy,
no.
What's wrong?
No, 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 no.
It's not happening. It's a memory. This is not real.
It is real. Did I do that?
I didn't see anything.
I'm just trying to help you.
If you want to help me, get me out of this room. I need to go home. I'm okay.
Tommy, are you trying to convince me or you? Did you see what was bothering you at night? Did you see the owl?
Can we talk about this next time?
Yeah, of course. Sure. Talk to me when you need to.
Yeah. Okay.
Crazy. He's holding his family hostage and he's asking for you.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Bring him up here.
He's here right now. We offer up to you. Okay, Tommy? It'll be all right.
Give me the phone. I want to talk to her.
She's here.
Somebody tell me what's going on.
All right.
August, what's going on?
I need you to
calm him down and get him thinking rationally. We've got Sarah, Timothy, and Joe lined up in the kitchen with a gun to their heads. And he wants to talk to you for some reason, all right?
Step.
Tommy? Tommy, what's going on here?
I'm so sorry, but I gotta do this.
I don't have a choice.
It was completely surreal to be there in the middle of the night with all those police trucks.
I don't have a choice.
No, 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 you have a choice, Tommy. We always have a choice.
Not this time.
Yes, yes, you do. You have the choice right now to just stop. Just put down the gun, Tommy. You have it within your power to just stop, please, before somebody gets hurt, Tommy. Look at Sarah, Tommy. Look at your wife. Look at your children, Tommy. You would never let anything happen to them. You love them so much.
I know. It was a summer night. And if you saw what I saw, you would understand.
What did you see, Tommy?
It doesn't matter because we're not going to have to see it ever again.
Just wait, Tommy. I can help you. Just talk to me, okay? We'll talk as long as you need to. We'll get through this, Tommy.
I've got a clear shot. Take it now.
Negative.
I have a clear shot, sir. The white block.
If you weren't listening to me,
you know what Zimbabwean
means?
Then
we're gonna kill you.
What? Wait, I didn't hear you, Tommy. What?
Zimbabwean eater. What the hell does that mean?
Zimbabwean eater.
What the hell does that mean?
I can find out.
He didn't tell me.
What did he tell you?
That what he thought he saw wasn't an owl. That it was something else.
And that's what was keeping him up at night?
Yeah.
So he was under hypnosis when he saw this?
Yeah.
And how did he know what he saw was real?
I don't know that it was.
So what you're saying is that Tommy might have done all this based on something that was imaginary.
All I know is that he believed what he saw. And there was more fear in his eyes than I've ever seen in my life.
Had you not hypnotized him, do you think he would have done this?
What do you mean?
I'm just wondering that without this hypnotism, do you think he still would have murdered his family?
That is a ridiculous and offensive question.
No. What's ridiculous and offensive is that an entire family is lying in a morgue for a murder-suicide, and the last meaningful contact that the murderer had was with you.
Now, what happened tonight would have manifested itself eventually. He was suppressing something. Look, in 13 years of practice, I've never witnessed
Abby.
Something this extent.
Abby, why didn't you contact us? If you suspected he was unstable after an admittedly violent episode.
He was completely coherent when he left my office. Now, I had no reason to suspect. I called his wife to ask her to keep an eye on
him. And now she's dead.
I'm not going to sit here and listen to how hypnosis-induced murder caused
Jesus,
this.
Jesus, I am trying to find out what caused one of the worst murders in the history of Nome.
There's something going on in this town that we don't understand. There's something happening to people in their
sleep. I don't know about any of that. I don't understand what you're talking about. I don't deal in hallucinations. I don't deal in visions in the ether. What the hell are you talking about? I'm dealing in real flesh and blood things, four of whom are lying on slabs next door.
How dare you? My husband was lying on one of those slabs, and you still haven't found his killer.
Oh, you know damn well what happened to Will. That case is closed.
No, you cannot file things away without getting to what really happened. Now, there are more unsolved murders and missing people in Nome than any other town in Alaska, 3 years of which have been under your watch. Now, what is happening in this town is very real, and it must be acknowledged.
Sit down! You stop. Where is governmental study, this hypnosis, whatever it is? Whatever you and Will were after. It's bringing nothing but bad news to a town that's had enough. I don't care how important it is to you. I don't care how hard you've worked on it. I don't care. You're not going to use the people of Nome for a goddamn rat study.
I felt responsible for death and his family's. And at the time, after all that happened, I still didn't know why he did it.
All of the patients reported seeing the same owl. But Tommy mentioned that his memory of the owl was wrong. And he didn't see it anymore. Some sort of false recollection. Question is, if under hypnosis the others feel the same way, will they see what he saw? We have to proceed with extreme caution. What happened here remains unexplained.
Make sure you're okay. Hey.
He flew all the way up here.
No, it's all right. It's okay. Don't worry about him.
You didn't have to. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to talk?
Oh, I can't. I can't cancel my schedule. Oh, Teresa. Good morning. Can you transcribe this for me, please?
Do you want me to cancel your meetings?
No, no. Thank you.
So, how are you feeling?
I feel like I just need to start my day.
Yeah. Maybe it's, you think it's time that you maybe step back? Maybe consider it a sabbatical.
I love that word. It doesn't actually sound like what it means, which is time off.
I mean, listen, you need to step away for perspective, clarity on what's happened. I mean, you can't continue like this.
No, I can, and I have to. It's the only thing I have within my power. It's all I have left is to continue. To find out what's causing all of this. I don't believe that it can be just chalked up to coincidence. What happened to Will? What happened to Tommy and his family? I don't. Not in this town.
Do you mind if I stayed on a bit? Just kept an eye on you? Since you're not too keen on doing it yourself. All right.
So, what's to talk about?
What happened to Tommy?
I can't discuss.
He's dead. You should be able to discuss everything.
It had something, I believe, that it had something to do with his sleeping habits.
Really worried. Obviously.
second suicide in a couple of months.
I understand.
We want you to hypnotize me, too. We need to know if there's anything I'm not remembering. We feel like the best thing to do is to face it.
We've already thought it over.
If you want to undergo this, we're going to have to go about this very delicately. Would it be all right if a colleague of mine, Dr. Campos, came in to observe?
Yeah, sure.
Deeper, deeper, you're totally relaxed. 4, 3, 2, 1. So, when was the last time you had trouble sleeping?
Last night.
And do you remember seeing anything unusual last night?
No.
Size of pig, like, I don't know. It doesn't look like a normal owl. It
doesn't look like a normal owl.
Scott.
There is no owl. Someone's outside the door.
Tell me what you see.
Something's out there.
Can you see who it is?
Not who.
What?
I know what they are. They come all the time since I was so little.
What? Are they?
They're gonna open the door. They get in with setting off the alarm. I wondered on it. I know I did. I saw them coming. I think about them. I wasn't thinking about them tonight.
Three and you're gonna wake up. 1, 2, 3.
I can't see what's in my own mind. I can't control it. All I can see is the owl, but I know it's not an owl, and but I remember the smell, like a putrid cinnamon. Understand what I'm saying? The
worst part was the voice inside my head, like, because they talk to you so you can hear them, but
they also talk inside your mind, like you're connected or something. And they take me away somewhere, but I can't remember, and I can't remember what they're doing.
Okay, Scott. That's enough for today.
I'm so sorry.
Cindy, under the circumstances, I'm going to contact Sheriff August to let him know that we've met. Let him know that we've had this session.
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
Now I know what did what he did.
Why?
You have to have seen it. Felt it. What it is.
What is it?
The worst.
Of what?
You could ever imagine.
Come on. Babe. Let's go home. We're going home.
What's that?
Abel.
Hmm?
Do you believe in abduction theories?
What do you mean, like kidnappings?
Yeah. No. Not kidnappings, but abduction as in...
You don't mean alien abductions, do you?
You know, I think that might be what we just heard. When you look at the statistics, they're pretty impressive. I mean, Will was kind of into that, and he did a little research. You know, there are over 11 million people that have either reported seeing or know someone who's seen UFOs since the 1930s.
The idea of any of this stuff being real is...
Come on, Abel. I mean, when something boasts 11 million witnesses, you know, that would win any court case in the world.
Well, and there are just as many explanations and reasons. Weather balloons, atmospheric effects, optical illusions. In this case, perhaps hypnagogic hallucinations. Listen, we have to deal with hard empirical evidence and facts. We can't...
Abby, the tape you gave me.
Wait, slow down, Teresa.
Did you listen to it? I don't know what this is. I don't know what's going on. I don't listen to it again.
Will the others feel the same way? Will they see what he saw? Will they have to proceed with extreme care? What's happened here is tragic, but remains unexplained. And worse, unsolved. Like Will. And...
Oh!
It's not my voice. That's not me.
After you heard that, what did you like? How did you react?
After the initial shock, I was in denial. It couldn't be me, my voice.
So, what happened next?
I went through what I could hold on to.
Which were what?
Which were the facts. I went home to try and recount what happened during the recording. Sleeping in my bed when my door opened. Someone or something came into my room. Did it cause that somehow? Some kind of allergic reaction? How long had it been there? But whatever, whoever it was, I fought it. But it was too strong, and it took me away. The moment it became too real was when I looked down at the floorboards, and I saw scratches leading all the way to the door. I put myself back together. I was determined to figure out what it was, what came into my room, what it was saying, where it took me, and what it did to me. I listened to that tape over and over to figure out anything, something to explain what it was. It wasn't Latin, it wasn't Greek, it wasn't any language that I had heard before. And I felt it was the key to everything that was happening to me, to Will, and everyone else in Nome. And then I found exactly what I was looking for.
Is this Dr. Awolo?
Awolo Odosami. Yes, this is he.
Hi, I was wondering, are you familiar with a person named Dr. William Tyler?
No, I'm not, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
May I ask for speaking?
I'm
Could you tell me your name?
Hello?
Listen, there was a man who called me from this number.
There's no John here.
Exactly, I know.
What was he, why was he calling you?
He, wanted to have a history lesson on ancient languages.
Look, that was my husband that you talked to, and, he's been murdered.
Doctor.
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry to hear that.
He listened to me.
Yeah.
He didn't judge me, but, or try to analyze me.
He just listened. I need you to hear me.
And then he flew over to know.
Not, it's Sumerian. I'm sure of it. This is widely considered by my peers to be the holy grail of dead languages. But we haven't deciphered the entire lexicon. Ine, ni, ne, am. Mine, ine, ki, ulutim. Our creation is the last two words. I'm not sure of the first two. Ika, ke, a, e, se. Examine is the first word. Ika Zuk. The last word is ruin or destroy. Our creation, examine, ruin or destroy.
Ruin, destroy who?
It's an incomplete translation. We can't be sure of exactly what's being said.
But whatever it is, it sounds aggressive.
I'm sorry, but none of this is making any sense.
It's a verbalized recording of the Sumerian language. Now, we're talking about the oldest language in human history, for whatever reason, recorded in your room.
What was happening? What was being done to me?
What is unsettling is that, whatever it is, the vocals, they don't sound, ordinary.
Human.
Whoa, stop. Okay, let's not fuel any more of these fires. Now, there's any number of reasons for the distortion in the voice.
Yeah, I'm not jumping to any conclusions, but her voice sounded fine.
The tape could have been recorded over, for one, and part of the old tape could still be heard.
No, I don't recycle tapes.
Well, maybe this time you did.
And that still does not explain why that voice is speaking a language that predates Egyptian hieroglyphics. Now, I've studied the Sumerian civilization for most of my career, and what I have found is intriguing. You can go into any Sumerian exhibit and see what I'm about to tell you. Drawings of rockets that look like Apollo launching into the sky. Etchings and sculptures of men in spacesuits and what look like oxygen masks. And this artwork was created in the 4th millennium BCE, 4,000 years before Christ walked the earth. Genesis, Noah's Ark, to name a few. Both of these stories existed in Sumer 6,000 years before the Bible was written. Genesis came from the Sumerian epic of creation. Noah's Ark came from the Sumerian deluge. The alien god legend has its basis, its origins in Sumerian history. You can find everything I've described in the museum right now.
You know, it is one thing to entertain wild theories, but quite another to invest in them.
Yes, and you're entitled to that reaction. But as I said from the beginning, I draw no conclusions. I'm dealing in facts. Now, this is drawn from thousands of years of data research and collection. How this is put together is open to debate.
Do you honestly believe you were forcibly removed from your bedroom by members of an alien race?
Hello. Cindy,
Hold on a second. Just take a deep breath. Now you gotta try and breathe for me.
You have to calm yourself because I cannot help you if you're all alone.
I don't want to talk about it, but I have to. That's good. I have to.
Scott, where are you? What is this? How did you get this?
I don't know. I didn't know it was there.
Okay, can we set up the camera, please?
No, I don't need anyone. I don't want this getting out.
Scott, we need to record what's happening. We need to record this session for study so we can find out what's going on with you.
I don't want to go under.
Well, we don't have to do that. Just try and relay whatever you remember.
I have to remember, but I can't without...
You know what? We can put you under a very light hypnosis. Okay? But if you're worried...
I have to remember. I have to get this out of my head. It feels like it's just dug in there and I can't think straight anymore.
It's okay.
Tell me.
Okay, sure. Okay.
I left out.
Are we ready? It's okay. Relax. Just relax.
There's a lot of people in the room with you now. You're not alone. Relax. By the time I reach one, you will be asleep.
Game tomorrow.
Pack your bags.
Hello? I don't think she feels like talking
Mommy.
To you right now.
Yeah, baby.
What's wrong?
Nothing, sweetie. We're just gonna go take a little break, okay?
It's Abel.
Tell him I'll call him back.
She'll call you back. He says he has
I'll
to
call
talk
you back,
to you.
Abel.
He's already on his way.
Are you gonna see Grandma and Grandpa?
No, baby. Grandma and Grandpa are gone, remember?
Yeah. There was Daddy. I mean, Grandpa and Grandma Lily.
No, we're not going to see them either.
But why not?
Baby, I'm just going to sit you down right here. And you got to let Mommy pack, okay? Thank you.
It's because of Dad, huh?
Ronnie, I really need you to help me right now, okay? Please take your sister into a room and help her get ready, okay? Thank you.
Mom?
Yeah?
What did you do?
Hold on.
What happened to Scott?
Lucas, I'm sorry.
He's paralyzed from the neck down. Three of the vertebrae in his neck are completely severed. Huh?
I don't know.
Huh? You were there.
I can't explain it. I can't.
Tell me what happened. How'd he break his back?
I put him under. And there was something. Something was inside of him that twisted his body. And that's
something.
That must, that
something
did
was
it.
Inside of him and it twisted his body. And you have proof of this.
I didn't record it. It was all distorted.
Abby. How in God's name am I supposed to believe this, huh?
I know what I saw.
Yeah, what you saw.
I know what I saw.
What you saw, Abby, what you're doing is hurting people, very obviously. Now, my heart goes out to you, it really does. What you've been through, I understand that, but you leave me no choice. You have the right to remain silent. What? Anything you say or do can and will be held against you in a court of law.
No, stop. Stop.
You have the right to an attorney.
August, please, don't do this.
Ryan?
Sheriff. No, Ryan, you can't, please. You can't take me away from my children, August. Please don't.
August, I know what this looks like. I know what this looks like, but I was there. I saw it.
You were there and you saw what? What did you see?
Well, it's kind of thing that, well, you have to have seen it.
Oh, bullshit.
Now, this woman is not capable of committing
capable
any physical harm to any man. She's not capable.
Here.
You know. Hey,
huh?
Just calm down for a second. Hear me out. I know that what's happening here in Nome is frightening. I know it is. But whatever you do, you cannot arrest her for something you don't understand just because you're terrified. Come on.
You're pushing it.
I was there. I saw it. Now you're going to take her away from her children for something that she did not do. Come on. Let's just calm down.
Please.
You will be under 24-hour supervision and you will not leave these premises. If you touch that doorknob, I will arrest you.
I understand. Thank you.
You're coming with me.
Sir, I'm stationed in front of the Tyler home. Over.
Roger that.
Hey, they said a thing for a question by Chief. Reminded him about the disappearances. And
what about them?
Homicides, missing people. Dozens of them. Been happening there since the 1960s. The FBI have been dropping in from time to time.
What did they find?
Nothing. It's inconclusive. To this day, nothing's been solved.
And what do you think it means? How do you put it in perspective?
They have different categories for these types of things. different levels. An encounter of the first kind, that's when you see a UFO. The second kind is when you see evidence of it. Crop circles, radiation. The third kind is when you make contact. But the fourth kind, there's nothing more frightening than the fourth. You see, that one is when they abduct you. And I think it's all part of the same thing. It's all connected. To Will, the missing people, to everything in Nome. This type of thing is happening to Nome, to me. I think it's happening to other people, not just there, but all over the world, in towns, cities. Most of them don't even know it.
No, they're abducted.
How could they know? How could they remember what they're being forced to forget?
There's something. Oh my God. There's something. We're flying up here. Over the tower. Residence. It's killing. It's killing the house. It's taking them. We gotta get somebody down. Please. We gotta send backup now.
That video played back.
Sir, it didn't record. It did.
Come on!
That's my mom.
Bullshit! Ryan, pull yourself together, man.
What the hell happened?
They took my baby.
Shh!
They took her. It took my
what
baby.
Is she talking about?
Someone kidnapped Ashley.
Okay, I want this entire house searched. I want everybody inside, outside, going through these premises, okay, top to bottom. Ryan, what'd you see?
Nothing. I came in here and she was gone.
What's going on?
Focus, listen to me.
I'm listening.
A beam of light came down and they took her into the sky. They took my little girl up into the sky. I saw it.
Through the ceiling.
August, I saw it.
Through the ceiling.
Yes, they took her through the ceiling.
What is this craziness? What the hell is going on
it.
Here?
I couldn't stop
okay,
it.
Okay, everybody clear this room. I want everybody out of here, except Ronnie and Abby. Ronnie, sit down right there, please. Okay, Abby, sit
my
down.
Baby.
Please sit down, okay? Sit here. I won't talk to you, okay? Just tell me. Listen, listen, 5 hours after I arrest you, your daughter goes missing.
I told you.
Yeah, but that's horseshit. We know that that's not real. Tell me what happened.
You had an officer outside of my house.
Yes, we had an officer
what did
outside.
He, see?
He didn't see it. He says the videotape wasn't playing. Now, just tell me what
did he
listen.
See?
Abby,
get him in here right
now.
I
want to
know what
real.
He saw.
You know
you
what's
had
real.
An officer outside my
God
house.
Damn it,
you
where
were supposed
she?
To protect
God
us. That's
God. Abby, where is she, goddammit? You tell me where she is. Where's Ashley? Where is she?
Mom! Can't you stop?
It's okay.
Please.
He's okay.
Just stop!
Abby, you haven't been right in the head since Will. You just haven't been right in the head.
You haven't found his killer.
What?
You still haven't found his killer.
No, Abby, we have.
No.
Yes, we have.
He's still out there. He's still out there.
No, listen, I'm removing him from your custody.
No.
Yes, I am. And
no,
find a lawyer because you've run out of
He's
all the goodwill
that you've got. Okay. He's not going
to. Guys, get in here. We're removing Ronnie from Abby's custody.
No, no, you're not. You will not.
Let go.
You will not.
No, we're crazy.
No.
Let go.
No. No, no, baby, baby, no, no. No, you're not taking my boy.
Sorry.
You're not taking my
boy.
Sorry.
He'll be safe.
Taking my boy.
I realized that they weren't going to be able to find her, that I would have to do it on my own.
But you couldn't leave.
No, that's not what I mean. I had to find a way to go directly to them, directly to the source.
In your bedroom.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what happened after you finished your dictation?
It remains unexplained. Or worse, unsolved. Like Will. Yeah.
Are you sleeping?
Yes.
What happened next?
Yeah. It's looking down at me.
it's the same owl your patient, see?
Yes. Except it's smiling. I don't like it when it smiles.
Well, what do you mean, smiling?
I don't know what I mean. I don't want to know.
Well, it's too late to forget what you already know. Tell me what you see.
Brought us back that same night. We don't remember where they took us, what they did to us, even with hypnosis, it's black.
Your voice, or its voice, said it was God. What do you believe?
I believe it's hard, but I believe the things I've seen, the presence I felt inside of me is beyond anything you can imagine. It was hopelessness. So it cannot be God, but it can pretend to be.
And what about Ashley? What about your daughter?
I had to recover from that night. It took me a couple of days to wake up.
For you, Abby. How'd Will die?
He was murdered.
No, Abby.
Abby, he's going to show you something that will upset you.
This is the head of a man who used this gun. Okay.
Yeah.
It was suicide, Abby. It was suicide. He took a pistol. Shot himself in the head. There was no intruder. There was no knife. Just him with his pistol at the side of your bed.
He's not that man. He wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do that to us. He wouldn't do that to his family. Tell him he's wrong. Tell him. I'm a psychologist. And I would have known. Christ. I would have known if he was gonna...
Abby. Abby, you can't blame yourself for something that was going on in his head. Who knows, you know, what he learned, what he didn't share, finally what broke him.
Now you know the reality. I'm going to ask you for a last time. Tell me. What happened to Ashley? Tell me.
Abby.
You know what happened. You experienced it. But we came back and she didn't.
Abel.
Tell him. Tell him what happened. Something took my daughter. times. But you have to believe me. You have to believe me, please.
Difficult to go back.
Go back.
Back over the line from fiction to reality. You can't just stop being insane whenever you want to. It's the kind of thing that stays with you forever.
So we'll committed suicide?
Yes.
Your credibility, how do you expect me or the audience to believe anything you're saying if you actually hallucinated the murder of your husband?
They weren't hallucinations. I just couldn't. It can be difficult to face the truth. And we will. That's how I dealt with it. And no matter what you believe, the recordings do not lie. We're talking about things that aren't normal. It's dead. That is broken. And Ashley, she's still gone. These are hard facts.
They do appear to be.
No, God damn it, they are. You can sit here and speculate, but I have to keep hope alive. I have to believe in what we're doing. My story. That it will help. I have to believe that she's still alive somewhere, that she's safe. I have to believe that there's a chance that I'm gonna see her again, hold her again, hear a voice. I just want my little girl back. She's all I have.
Let's stop there. Dr. Tyler, we're done for the night.
Someone else is interested in Nome as well. Since the 1960s, there have been over 2,000 visits to Nome by the FBI, the highest in Alaska.
Second is Anchorage, with a population 76 times larger than Nome. The FBI have paid them 353 visits.
In the end, what you believe is yours to decide.
In the end, what you believe is yours to decide.
doozy for you.
Hey.
Gonna put me into the hospital, I tell you that.
What happened?
I'm a truck driver. I had a load to Salt Lake City from Banning. I pulled over. I got out of the truck, kind of stretched. I looked up at the stars, and I saw these two, or quite a few of them that were kind of low, and they were, like, flickering. You know, what could it be? And then it occurred to me, maybe I'm seeing a UFO.
Portland Air Traffic Control Tower, Portland.
Yes, sir.
I guess I have a UFO report. What they drew, these four people pretty much agreed that actually what they drew, it looked like a fedora hat.
I saw something spectacular in the sky last night that I have no explanation for. In fact, I'm sure as many as 50 to 100 people saw it in different areas last night. I'm sure it had as many as 20 pulsating red lights. One white
like I said,
light
it was about
in front of it.
100 feet from me. To me, it looked about like something, like I said, right before, I remember seeing it, but after that, it just, I don't exactly remember too much.
I could see this very bright red light, and then it would change to kind of a blue light. In the, reflecting off the clouds?
Yes.
And I could also hear this very loud buzzing noise.
My daughter is 7 years old, and she said it was in the shape of a square. She said she's seen four red lights in the corner and a white one in the middle.
Okay, we had an aircraft at 35,000 feet westbound. They reported sighting four objects. Three of them were at his altitude, and one of them was a lot lower.
And we observed an unknown phenomenon this morning, about 1,600 Zulu. And we observed it for about 10 to 15 minutes. The targets were approximately 200 miles west of San Francisco over the water. They flew in what appeared to be unison, approximately 90 miles apart. Their speed was in excess of 2,000 knots. They did a high-speed run for about 75 miles, made a very abrupt slowdown, and then a 180-degree turn and tracked back northbound in excess of 2,000 knots.
Fire engine, red lights, Kelly green lights, orange lights. It would shut all them lights down and turn it bright white. It was zigzagging in and out. It was shooting from one side of the sky to the other side. It was almost as if it was rolling.
After 8 to 12 seconds of this boiling, he saw an object come up out of the water and go straight up into the air. It was a circular-shaped object.
I'll give you a brief on it. I was dispatched on a UFO sighting. When I arrived, what I saw was a real large craft in the air, circular. I would say it was at least 25 yards wide, or in diameter actually would be. And it was hovering over a house and was motionless.
They're real bright like a star, and when it gets closer to you, it gets dimmer. And then when it lands, it glows into a big, big orange, kind of like the, looking at the sun or something. And then when the light goes out, it's like you turn down a kerosene lamp.
What exactly happened was it was myself and a friend were flying. I'm a commercial pilot.
Yes.
And I saw this object, and it wasn't bright like a light. It was shiny like polished aluminum or polished metal.
It was like a point source that was emanating several shafts of black light. It was like negative light. There's got to be several hundred people that saw it.
We had an aircraft that sighted a UFO. The pilot reported an object passed approximately one-eighth of a mile in front of the aircraft. It was described as being box-shaped.
And as soon as I pulled over, this object came straight at us, straight to our vehicle. It was huge. This thing was huge. It was black, huge. It had these triangle lights on it.
I have never been a believer of UFOs in my entire life, and I just seen at minimum of nine this morning with my own eyes, and I mean, I'm a believer. One orange and at least nine of the bright, bright moving lights.
By it, and I was just staring at it, stopped in my vehicle, and it started to move. And it had lights down each side of it, like a triangle.
Yes.
And then next thing I know, I didn't take my eyes off the damn thing. It was gone.
My little brother, he's
3. He'll be 4 next month. Last night he started talking to my parents, and I just got done talking with him. He told my dad, you have to lock the door because the creatures are going to come get me. And he said, the men in the stars, he said, they're coming to get me. They follow him. When he goes outside, he says, the star follows me. The star follows me.
You'd have to experience this in order to believe me. I'm afraid to walk outside. I need help. I don't know how to deal with this. It's so strange. I'm frightened to go to sleep. What if I come back?